In our call to worship, we're still in Psalm 119, and I want to read to you verse 162. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I mentioned in Sunday school about being desirous to know what God has to say to us in His Word. And I use the illustration of how I used to look forward to letters from Beth whenever we were dating at the time. And I would hear the mail truck drive up, and I'd take off running out to the mailbox, and I would, first of all, smell the letter, because usually she perfumed it or whatever, and I'd smell the letter. That told me a lot right there. Whenever they didn't have perfume, I got a little concerned that maybe something wasn't right or whatever. But I look forward to getting those letters. And this verse of Scripture says the same thing about God's Word. I rejoice at thy word. You know, we just celebrated Thanksgiving. And I'm sure that we enumerated many things in our lives that we are thankful for. But did you thank God for the Word of God? Did you take time out and say, Lord, I just want to thank you for the Bible? Do you realize that in the area known as Southern Palawan, that most of the believers do not have a Bible? I was rather surprised to be able to be preaching in a Nipa hut to people that had no Bibles with them because there wasn't anything for them to have. Many of them speak Palawano up in the mountains, and there is no Palawano translation. There is a Tagalog translation that is being worked on right now up at Grand Rapids, Michigan. They've been working on it for the past 6 years of redoing the Tagalog New Testament. But many of them do not have copies of the Scripture. And I thought about all the Bibles that I have at home. I've got shelves full of Bibles. New Testament, Amplified Bible, King James Bibles. I've got New King James. I've got just shelves of nothing but Bibles. And here were these people that were sitting basically on the edge of their little bench, hanging on every word because they had to memorize it there to hear it translated so they could put it here. Now, folks, something's wrong with us when we don't love the Word of God. Something is terribly wrong. When there's no anticipation, no sitting on the edge of our seat to hear God's Word. Instead, well, another opportunity to take a nap. Another opportunity to let my mind wander off. I wonder what's going on at home today for lunch, or if we're going to go out today. We think about everything in the world but God's Word. The psalmist says, I rejoice at thy word, as one that findeth great spoil. To find treasure. To dig around, you know, and be able to find. So I remember when we first moved to our property in 1998, I think it was, whenever I first bought our piece of property, that I saw a burning pit in the very back. So I was walking back there and I saw a little bit of a glitter of metal. And I reached down there and it was a medallion. So I took it to the dormitory where at that time I was living, and I scrubbed it and I cleaned it all up, and it was a medallion from 1913 for the anniversary. I think it was the 70th anniversary or 75th anniversary of the Civil War, and it was a medallion that had been given out to those war veterans that had returned to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania to remember the battle at Gettysburg. Somebody had thrown it out. It was in their collection. It had gotten burned. All the ribbon was burned off of it, and most of it was kind of twisted because of the heat. But there was enough there that I could read, so I did some research online and was able to find out where you could get these things and have it authenticated. I never sent it off, but it was very interesting. I found a treasure. I love history. I found treasure in my little piece of property from 1913. Now, do we look at God's Word as treasure? Treasure that needs to be mined and dug into and loved and appreciated? May God help us today as we gather around His Word to sit with rapt attention and desire to be fed from God's Word. That will indicate whether we love Him or whether we just like Him. There's a big difference if you're a Christian, whether you love God or whether you just like Him.